he let out his rage, his anger. I know a lot of behind-the-scenes things. I hope they don't cancel Two and a Half Men over the interview you just heard. But he has made them billions of dollars. He is completely clean. You know, when I visited with Charlie off and on the last 6.5 years, and Nails has known him for more than 15, there were all these people around him, some nice, some whatever. Just kind of, you could tell he felt like a prisoner and just basically stayed in his house. So I think right now this is just the big flaming energy of him and him sick of people making things up about him and saying things that aren't true. And, you know, that's why he made all those jokes here on air. But obviously we appreciate Charlie coming on the show. And I've actually, you know, prayed with Charlie on air. And I've asked listeners to pray for him to, you know, stay clean and really wake up. I don't know what effect that's had, but it looks like it's done something. And I also, you know, talked to him about God and things like that when I was flying on his private jet. He came out and picked me up and then flew me to California and then refused to let me fly back by myself, flew back with me. And then, I mean, he's just so nice. And Nails, that's the thing. Everybody that you know, that knows Charlie and then they see stuff in the media, they don't know what an incredibly dynamic and nice person he is. But it is almost frightening how unleashed he is now.
Well, what it is Charlie's loyal, okay, and Charlie, it's not his first rodeo, okay. He can read people pretty good, and he has to because there's a lot of people wanting a piece of him. But the bottom line is right now, I'm seeing Charlie as dead on as I've seen him in focus, and he's on a mission, okay, and so all that does is inspire me, meaning. It's hard to inspire me, okay, because what I need is I need something to get up and attack every day. And that's what Charlie's doing right now. He's attacking life every day and obviously at the highest level.
Well, that's why he told me he likes you and I so much is because he sees us as real, as genuine, and that he says we're attacking every day.
I mean, you have to. I mean, if you're not attacking, you're on defense. And you're on defense, that means you're losing. So, or you're stalling. The bottom line is I like to get out ahead of everybody and try to win before the game starts. And the bottom line is right now, Charlie's put me in a position where I'm actually ready to make a big move in my life. And I see Charlie, what he's done and it's helped me. Okay. Just like I've helped him, cause you know, like I said, there's respect there. Yeah, he's a great actor, okay, and he's one of the best. He's a brilliant person, but more than that, he's a good friend, and he's actually he's genuine, okay. And to say he is giving would be an understatement of the year. I mean, this guy is so unselfish. I mean, it's amazing how he can remember every person. That it's over there, and he says goodbye, and he shows them respect. So, look, the reason why Charlie's so hot right now is because Charlie's real, okay? Charlie's not, he's not hiding anything. And by the way, he's sober when it's sober. He don't even know that word, sober. He's living right. How about that? That's the way it is.
Well, he's certainly moving in the right direction in a big way. And, you know, it's a process, and all of us are in that process. And, you know, he doesn't tell people about, but it's come out in the news, what he's given for AIDS patients, breast cancer. I mean, this guy has given king's ransoms and then doesn't want any attention. Most people, and I'm not bashing them, but Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, you know, they parade around giving money and stuff, and that's fine. But, I mean, Charlie, he does it quietly. Probably doesn't want me talking about it. But, I mean, it's just that I know he's a good man deep down inside, and I know he's somebody that really cares about the truth. And he's on a journey to find the truth.
Yeah, and also, he also doesn't say this. He definitely puts people in the seats, meaning in the business he's in, it's the same as baseball, football, whatever. It's about putting people in the seats, making sure that people are going to pay to watch you play. And
Nails, stay there. Nails, stay there. We're going to come back. Long segment coming up with Nails. Lenny Dykstra, stay with us.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I noticed that within minutes of us getting Charlie Sheen on, that Drudge Report was already covering it. I want to say hi to Matt Drudge. Also, we've got Access Hollywood, TMZ. The phone's in there just ringing off the hook. I think the interview, folks, speaks for itself. I didn't know that he was going to be that unleashed. It was just incredible. I got a chance to meet Lenny Dykstra a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago, when I was flown out by Charlie, hang out and, talk about the New World Order and talk about fluoride and vaccines and 9/11. And I got to meet Lenny, hang out with him, watch Apocalypse Now with him, have dinner, and then it clicked. I go, well, I know who Lenny Dykstra is. And they all talked about how, we had this empire he built, and then in a year's time, a lot of it collapsed. And I went, wait a minute. And then I saw in the news that he was the guy that beat J.P. Morgan. And then you saw more and more people in the last year beat J.P. Morgan and others in court with these mortgages that are basically, the news has reported, set up to fail. And then I sat there for like 3 hours with Lenny Dykstra, Nails, reading all the documents and all the things and the SEC probes and the things, and he beat them. And we're going to have him back next week to get in that in great detail. But Nails, you wanted to continue talking about Charlie. I asked you what you thought of that unleashed, hardcore, it doesn't even say it, Charlie Sheen live interview that you were just a part of, but you had more to say about that.
It was just epic. I mean, look, I mean, the bottom line is the last thing I am, or anybody that knows me knows I'm not about, is brown nosing or trying to kiss up to somebody. But look, when a guy's on fire and he's on point like Charlie is, you got to give a man credit where credit's due. This guy's bounced back from we all know what, but where he's at right now, he's on a different level. Okay, he's seeing. It's kind of like when they say you're seeing the ball good and is a hitter, meaning that ball looks like a basketball coming into him right now. And again, I'm saying that not because I'm trying to. I don't need to kiss up to anybody. Okay, what I'm saying is the truth. Okay, because right now, and hanging out with Charlie, he's on a mission. Okay, so that inspires me to go work harder. Okay, and so why he's bringing all these people on and all he's so popular is because they want what he has. Okay, meaning he's telling the truth and he's going after it.
Well, also. And I understand why he doesn't do it, because if he responded to every lie, they'll just write more lies, so he will then respond to those, and they can get attention. But here's the Mail, the Daily Mail Online, out of the UK. It says, now Charlie Sheen goes on vacation with porn star, ex-wife, Brooke Muller, and nanny. There is no nanny. There are no children. And then I read the article while you're talking. I scan it, and I'm not going to talk about what's really going on. I know everything that's going on. Because he doesn't want to be defended, I'm not even going to say it. But basically, almost the entire article isn't right, isn't true. They just make stuff up about him.
I mean, that's how it works, man. I mean, the truth doesn't sell. Meaning, look, let me tell you something. I mean, right now, I'm sitting in a friend's office right now, okay? And he's the president and CEO of a company called Olympia Financial. They're headquartered in Encino. And so anybody that wants to invest money should put it here, because he's helping me get back on point and discover and recapture what was stolen from me. So, like I said, I'm fortunate, and Charlie, in the same way, is giving me the energy and the ability to keep fighting. Because if you stop fighting, then you lose, and if you lose, then you're done. I mean, because in my life, in my world, you're a winner or a loser, okay? And right now, Charlie's winning, okay? And he helps me win, because each day is an attack, okay? And that's the way it works. We don't have time for the whining and the crying and the poor me's. None of that, man.
Absolutely. It's just... I see the media hold him up, in many cases, as the devil. But then, meanwhile, all these Republican politicians are getting caught in bathrooms with men, and that's no big deal. They go to Bohemian Grove, they ship in homosexual porn stars to service them, and that's Christian and of the Lord. And then you got a guy who's out in the open, and they just make up a bunch of lies about him. And that's what I was trying to say earlier. The government kills over 1 million Iraqis in the last 8 years of occupation, and that's wholesome and good. You know, there's a line in Apocalypse Now where Colonel Kurtz is talking, and he says, we train our men to drop fire from planes on the enemy, but then we won't let them write dirty words on the sides of their airplanes because it's obscene. And it's like Charlie said, you're either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, you get spit out of the mouth. And so basically Charlie just takes on so many of the things they lie about him and says, fine, believe it, go with it. And I just don't know how, over the years, he's held up against it and actually thrived. I mean, he is a bull.
He's a winning player, man. Look, in this world, you know, me and Charlie, and I know you come from the same, you think the same way. You're a winning player or a losing player. And by the way, winning rubs off on people, okay? And by the way, the people in the middle, we don't really care about. We just throw them back. But at the end of the day, It's all about this. What have you done for me lately? It's about you're as good as your last at bat. Okay, now, going back, what good does it do for me to go back and then tell everybody about the you know, how I got screwed out of this and they did this? Nobody cares. What they do care about is what are you doing today? Okay, what are you going to do tomorrow? So I live my life going forward, okay? And again, that's what Charlie's doing. Charlie right now is on a mission, okay? The same kind of mission I'm on, a little different paychecks coming in, okay? But we'll get back to that later, you know what I mean?
Yeah, next week, because I have all the documents, you've beaten J.P. Morgan in court, you've had over 200, how many SEC probes, and you beat them all?
Well, the SEC investigated me for 10 months. I mean, I have a website The only guy that was right about me was Jim Cramer. I mean, Jim Cramer, I'm 205-0. Okay, I can say that because that's what I am. If you say that and you're not 205-0, guess what? They put you in jail, okay? And they tried to do that to me. 10 months they investigated me. Every paper they turned over, they said there's no way you could do this. It's not about me doing it. It's about a model I built, okay? That's it.
And that's why they came after you. I've talked to so many inside experts, some of the biggest brokers, you know, before they retired, like Bob Chapman, and that's what he explained. For 11 years, insiders sent dossiers on Bernie Madoff stealing over $100 billion, and the SEC wouldn't go after him. But then small people, small companies, these systems are there to shut them down. I mean, it's just amazing. But I mean, it is important with Mortgagegate now that all of this stuff's coming out and you're beating them in court and others are beating them in court. But notice now that you're winning in court over and over again, the media doesn't want to talk about Lenny Dykstra. They don't want to talk about Nails because they don't want people to understand that it was almost all completely made up. But give us your mortgage website where you break down all the documents and show where this is happening.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the deal. I thought I was put on this earth to entertain people on the baseball field because I was actually pretty good at that. But what I went through the last 2 years, I realized there's a different plan for me, and that's to help people and to show them how they can save their homes. And so if people want to learn how to do that like I did, you go to home-free-systems.com. And what this is, it's called Predatory Lending Recovery. Again, I don't want to get too deep into this. But
this is how you're beating them. I mean, you're showing that they set you up.
We beat them. I have an attorney in New York. His name's Moshe Mordor, okay? Because I represented myself, okay, because those attorneys in them courtrooms over there, they want you to take a Xanax, get on your knees, put your hands behind your head, and say, okay, shoot me. No, I said, it don't work that way with me. I said, you're fired. I'm representing myself because I'm not going down. I'm fighting, okay? And so the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I mean, look, I'm a normal guy. I don't believe in ghosts. I'm not afraid of the dark. Normal, okay? I didn't think there was such thing as corporate crime. Meaning, look, I didn't get stupid overnight. When you sit down with your broker, the guys that are loaning you the money, and you tell them you're bringing in $125,000 a month, okay, and you say, as long as we keep it, you know, right at 75, and I have 50 to play with, we're good. Okay, and they tell you, no problem. And you show up, things change, next thing you know, you're paying $180,000 a month, and you're like Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction when Zed was taking it to him.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, not a good thing. Try paying 16 months in a row of $180,000, okay? But look. This ain't about pity. Nobody needs to feel sorry.
No, but we need to talk about this because you've been winning, and other people are now learning from you and others, and all over the country the banks are getting beaten. It's turning out that they did want to set people up. They did want to basically do this, and that's why I spent many hours going over all the documents, the SEC stuff, all of it. And you were blown away when I met you at the house and you were showing me on the laptop that I was already aware of what the banks were doing because we were talking about this banker takeover operation with people, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, I've had former deputy heads of HUD on talking about how this was all a setup. I mean, this is, remember Timberwolf and Goldman Sachs? It came out that they were selling their customers stuff they knew that was going to fail while they were betting against it.
I mean, look, you're so on point right there. I had no idea how crooked and how criminal what's going on. Look, these banks are destroying families, okay? This country is built on the American family. You have 2 million homes in foreclosure right now, okay? They're walking around with impending doom. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to turn. You know what happens? A wife leaves the husband. The kids have to grow up without the parents. All because of these greedy banks putting them in a loan that they couldn't afford. Okay? So what we do is
I tell you what, stay there, Lenny. We got to go to break. Let's come back and do one more segment the next week. I'll get all the documents in front of me. We'll go over, A, how they've been scamming people and how folks like yourself are starting to beat them in court. And, of course, that's caused Mortgagegate now. We get laughed at 5-6 years ago talking about this because, you know, we understand what's happening. Now it's mainstream news. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, Lenny Dykstra is our guest. Next week, we're going to go through mortgage fraud. We've had many other guests, as you know, over the years, break this down. But he's a victim of it, but a person who fought back and is now winning. And it's been in a few newspapers, but it should be a bigger news story that this is how they destroy people, and because they're destroying a lot of other people. But folks can find out the whole history of it and how he's discovered ways to be victorious. Give that website out one more time, Lenny.
Yeah, the website's home, with a hyphen, free hyphen, systems, plural, .com. And what that's about is me hanging everything out there. I show everybody my friends that got it. And I show all the set-off claims I'm allowed because of the violations that they have to qualify you for a loan, meaning a DTI. I don't want to get too, that's out there, but a DTI means debt to income. You have to have something in the range of 20%. Well, mine was 150%. Okay? The bottom line is this. I can help people save their houses. So their life isn't over. Because right now, they're all waiting for the electric chair. There's nowhere to go. But now there is a place to go.
Well, okay? We're going to cover it, Nails, next week for the full hour. Finishing up with Charlie. And I know he's listening right now there in the Bahamas. That's no secret. It's all of the news where he's at, coming back next week for the show. I didn't know, though, that they were threatening him not to do interviews. Wow, he really is unleashed. We need to support Charlie. But he's got such an army of fans that even if they tried to cancel the show, he could instantly come back with another show and have even more viewers.
Oh, I mean, couldn't you tell how scared he was? I mean, couldn't you tell how frightened he was? Come on, Charlie.
Yeah, well, he doesn't like being threatened, and he's done being threatened, and that's clear. And he's throwing it all on the table, and you got to admire that, folks. You can say whatever you want about him. You have a right to kill him, but not to judge him.
Absolutely. And not only that, I mean, you pop up the Charlie Sheen show, and, I mean, that thing is doing to Pluto.
You know what's funny? The first day I was there, before you got there, the next day, and then we hung out, for almost a day, Nails, I was out there going, Charlie, you sit around, you talk, you tell Hollywood stories. I mean, you're 10 times more powerful in person than what they have you read as an actor. I said, dude, if they put you on Larry King's show, it could be from, or that new British guy with no ratings, from his house, out there at his gazebo, with his friends over. I guarantee you, 50 million viewers. It'd be Super Bowl big. Do it once a week. HBO. I mean, and he would have broadcast ratings guaranteed on HBO. I mean,
absolutely. And you know why? Because it's real. And the thing about it is, Charlie's he's a genius. Okay, meaning look, you don't get to where you're at, where he's at, because he's not. A genius. He's a genius, okay? And he's brilliant. And the bottom line is, he's now letting everybody know that, okay? Instead of, like, defending things, he doesn't care. Because you know what he cares about? He cares about the people in his life, okay? And that's the way you have to live. Because you know what? They're going to keep talking trash and keep saying bad things about you. So he's just done with it, man. He's done. He's going forward with or without them.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just so glad that he's, staying clean, but that he doesn't even like that moralizing. You know, that's why he says, yes, I am, forever, but
he's
not about
right.
I want.
You know, the way it is he's living right, okay? He's living right. He's living the way he's living right, okay? And by the way, living right for him is at a whole different level, because I thought that I, lived at a high level. Well, Charlie makes me look like a child, okay? But again, all the power to him, because if he can do it like he can, and he can do it, I'm watching him. And by the way, when he comes back and then the show starts, that show will be the most popular show on TV again. Why? Because he's got talent.
Okay? Wait a minute. Even his rebroadcast Monday of an old show beat everything else on TV, period.
Period is the right is the right. I think that's somebody using an English sentence. Okay?
Hey, they should be happy he's being real. But I mean, they're going to have even higher ratings on Monday with the next rebroadcast of an old show while they start shooting new ones. And here's the issue. I've talked to a lot of high-powered Hollywood people. I mean, some of the biggest, and they're all imprisoned. I mean, I can't even tell folks who we talked to, when I was there at his house and stuff. But they all know about the New World Order. They all know about the globalists. They're all into, quote, conspiracies. But they have to stay in this left-right paradigm, or the system tries to destroy them. But if more of the Hollywood stars and people, and this is used to control culture, would just come out and start being themselves, because I'm telling you, the culture is anti-New World Order. It is pro-liberty. The globalists will lose control. This is not just a revolution through the corporate news and politics. The globalists have used Hollywood to distract people from reality. This information can break people out. It's a rebellion from within their mind control system. And we salute Charlie for being so real. You too, Nails. I'll say bye to you during the break, but you're back on next week. In fact, we're going to figure out the time right now. We're coming back with what's happening in Libya. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
We're continuing to cover this earth-changing information that's unfolding in Libya. Now, that was a 5-minute clip. We almost aired all of his short statement, his 5.5-minute statement last night, President Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And I want people to understand what they're openly saying. They're talking about an invasion. Now, remember what happened to U.S. forces in Somalia, chronicled in the movie Black Hawk Down. What do you think's going to happen? I know it goes from bad to worse. If a international force, badly coordinated, goes into Libya, well, they intend to basically stampede Gaddafi into fleeing or cause more of his forces to turn against him. They know that if a big task force is now being prepared in the Mediterranean, goes in there, and you notice recently under the Egypt cover, more U.S. aircraft carriers came into the Med. So they're all just sitting there waiting. Now you see the grand chessboard becoming crystal clear, and now the invasion can begin. And the globalists may just be testing to see if they threaten an invasion and lie and say that he's fled Libya, that will destabilize him further and give more power to the opposition to make sure he falls. And then they can come in to render humanitarian aid, i.e. take over the entire infrastructure. And the trillions of dollars of oil that are confirmed to be in Libya. But there's a whole other facet to this that I mentioned earlier, and that is dealing with the strafing. And Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about this last night, so did one of our other great writers, dealing with the fact that thousands and thousands of people a year are killed by the 1,000-plus drones operating in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and other areas of North Africa. And they just fly around with Hellfire missiles on them. Their favorite target is a wedding because they can get a bunch of people together, and they'll drop one bomb into the middle of it, killing 120, 150, 200 in some cases or more people. You've seen it in the news. And our media says, well, that's reasonable. There were two terrorists out of the 150 people, and that's acceptable. I mean, we've seen cases of where our military has bombed entire apartment complexes to kill one person. And that's good. That's freedom. But when Gaddafi reportedly does it, we don't know if that's true. Probably is. He's fighting desperately for his dictatorship. Then it's, oh, my gosh, we're so outraged. This is terrible. It's kind of like when we hear reports of foreign governments torturing people. And it's, oh, this is so terrible. This is so dark. This is so evil. We need to invade this country or that country. We need to go into Sudan because the Muslims in the north, they get the Christians and they torture them. They get the Christian soldiers and they torture them. They pull their fingernails out. They beat them. But then when our government comes out, Rumsfeld says, yeah, we're taking off the gloves. Yeah, we're torturing. And the White House memos, it's like, good. That's what Jack Bauer does on 24. Man, that's getting tough. It's getting tough strafing and bombing big crowds and markets and people meeting for weddings or people fishing by the side of a river. What the Pentagon put out last year? Unknown terrorist will now be targeted. In fact, people won't believe that. Google unknown terrorist. No-name terrorist will now be targeted by drones. And it says in Pakistan and Afghanistan, we don't even have to know their name or know exactly who they are. If they look like a terrorist, a guy with a turban on and a gown on with an AK-47, we're going to go ahead and drop a $300,000 missile on them. No-name terrorist now being targeted in drone attacks. I think that was MSNBC and Associated Press. Let's see if I'm right. That was about a year ago, maybe even two. But again, think about the hypocrisy. When the globalists that run our country torture, it's good. When the globalists that run our country spy on us without warrants, right out of East Germany or 1984, it's good. When the globalists strafe and kill people, it's good. When they do all of this, it's wonderful. But then when somebody else reportedly does it, it is the most horrible thing in the world. It is, oh, it's horrible. We've all got to be of one voice together right now and condemn this. You know, some say that sometimes the Libyans torture people. And we're like, well, here's army manuals from Vietnam on how to torture, including hooking electrodes to men and women's genitals. Well, that's patriotic. That's very patriotic. That's good. Yeah, but you just said torture was wrong. Well, it's wrong when them people with brown skin do it, but when we do it, it's patriot. It's patriot. And then, of course, the fool's errand, people that get into all of this and sit there watching shock and awe, devastation in Iraq as whole high-rise buildings are bombed with 4,000-pound salvos. I've talked to pizza place owners, liquor store owners over the years, and they told me, because I'd already noticed it, that holidays aren't the biggest time for liquor and pizza orders. Things that are seen as celebratory. The Super Bowl isn't even. It's when a new war is launched and CNN and Fox are covering it. Every good old boy pulls in, gets their favorite liquor. They buy steaks. They go in. They cook it up, and they feel so manly. It's like a video game. Yeah, look at that building blow up. Woo, boy, I'm feeling good right now. And they all get their little American flags, and they put them on their cars. and they drive around while the group that's attacking those countries, those innocent countries, and killing in Iraq at least 1 million people as a result of it. Don't you understand the globalists see you as just as worthless as an Iraqi or a Libyan or an Egyptian or a North Vietnamese? And it's getting crazy. Again, Obama condemns Libyan violence, calls for international response, and says that in the days previous they are preparing to intervene with military force. And they go on and say because they're abusing the democracy protesters. When you saw footage in Bahrain where they were actually shooting unarmed people with flags, that's one thing. But what do you think would happen in the U.S. if you and 10 of your buddies went and tried to attack the front gate at a major military base? Within seconds, machine guns would open up on you. That's a fact. That's a stated default position. So if you look carefully in all the cases where Gaddafi reportedly, we know it's true, has bombed and strafed people, it's when they're using commandeered tanks to run over fences and invade military bases of a dictator. What do you think he's going to do? I'm not saying it's good. What do you think our government would do if we tried to take over military bases? I mean, this is total and complete hypocrisy. And he's got chemical weapons. And by the way, the evidence is now clear. In 1991, Saddam Hussein did fire off chemicals. And to get rid of the evidence, it was all videotaped by the Marine demolition teams. It's online. The U.S. markings, the Russian markings, but mainly U.S. in the Kamishia and hundreds of other dumps. It was one of the biggest. And they blew them up. In fact, the news thought that nukes were going off because it was creating such big mushroom clouds, and they blew up giant ammo depots with sarin warhead tips. And then all of the troops, they wore tape on their uniforms. They wore tape on their tanks and on their Humvees and on their Bradley fighting vehicles. It's white tape with black stripes down it. White tape with black stripes down it. And it's white when there's not a chemical weapon. It gets stripes when there are. And the chemical weapon detectors, the fancy ones and Humvees went off. That were actual chemical sensors. The tape all got stripes, and they came on the news and said those were all false positives. Your tape malfunctioned. And then we saw the congressional hearings of them wheeling in Marine Corps captains and colonels and others in wheelchairs. Remember all that footage? And Army officers saying, "I believed in my country. Now I'm dying. The nerve gas." And then, remember, it came out years later, they did autopsies on the thousands and thousands that died, and their brain stems were full of sarin. The globalists knew full well. They're like, well, the UN weapon inspectors are about to come in here after we take it over. We got to blow all this stuff up we sold them. And so they blow up over 100. And I've had Dr. Doug Rocky, who was involved in it, head of the DU program, on. Most of his team is dead or dying. What is it, 20 years later? And he's corrected me when I said dozens of large bases. He said, no, it was over 100. Blowing them up, sending demolition teams in with old, rotten, plastic hazmat gear. That stuff isn't brand new and perfect, folks. You're deader than a hammer. It'll soft kill you. If you don't drop dead right there, it'll soft kill you later. But did they want to give health care to all those people? Absolutely not. And so if you look at the numbers of birth defects, it's triple to quadruple, depending on the service you look at. It's 15 times the world average for deformities in places like Fallujah. So there's sarin, VX, mustard. The list goes on and on. Blown up. But the frontline troops who blew it up, they were at least in rotten. You know how water hoses get old and break up? Well, same with the plastic. I've talked to so many troops in the video where they just put them on, they would rip in minutes walking. Gas masks that didn't work, and they tell them, all right, get back 2 miles, we're going to detonate it. Dude. Boom, 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 a mushroom cloud. chemical weapons detectors all over the region. Alert, alert, alert. Don't worry. No, there's no nerve gas. But go ahead and get in your hazmat suits in 130-degree weather. And so the troops were soft-killed. And the Pentagon, the lawsuits have been filed. The documents the last 20 years have come out that they full well knew what was happening because there had been a change in policy. So what if the troops breathe nerve gas? We'll just say they, you know, that they died of natural causes. So what if they die a week later, a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later? So what every time they do an autopsy that the brainstem is filled with sarin? Why do you think most of these men and women who believe they were fighting for America get neurological disorders? And then they'll just give them a name for it and say, oh, no, you naturally got this. But then good scientists, good coroners ask the widows, may we look at your husband's brain before you bury him, before you embalm him? And they say, sure. In some cases, women as well. There's been congressional hearings on this, and they go in and take their portable brain out, and it's shriveled. And you read the reports, you know, brain is necrosed, tissue tested, brain completely adulterated with nerve gas precursors that have broken down in the human metabolic system, highest concentrations in brainstem. And when they go in, you know, guys who could bench press 350 pounds, perfect shape, you know, captains, colonels, you name it, tough guys. They're like, oh, my muscles all dissolving. I'm shaking. And they're like, you're fine. A month later in a wheelchair, help me, help me, please help me. They're like, there's nothing wrong with you. Time for you to go in the casket now. Or the teams that had to clean up the DU like Doug Rocky, rashes all over him, vomiting, diarrhea for years, teeth falling out, his men dying around him. He's had 30-plus surgeries. The guy's like Darth Vader now. He's having surgeries almost every month to battle, and the cancer's being removed, and kidney surgery, and liver. But he still comes on this show and fights and travels all over the country. During the breaks, he's he gets back on air, man's up, you can't even tell, the guy's dying. Blood just starts pouring out of his nose routinely. Skin just flaking off and falling. Oh, DU's not going to hurt you. He's like, I'm a physicist. I wrote the book on this stuff for you guys. We've got to, you know, why did you use it? You're not supposed to. Get in there, Doug Rocky, Vietnam combat vet, you name it. One of the main guys that trained police and military and the cadres that train everybody else on WMD. And they just write him off, just write him off. And why have I told you this historical account? Because they'll send NATO, UN, U.S. troops into Tripoli. And there's a good chance he's going to fire off a bunch of Scuds and a bunch of artillery. And when that nerve gas hits the general population, it's going to kill them. And when the troops get hit with it, if any of it gets through their suit, it's going to kill them. Maybe a week, maybe 10 years, but it's going to kill you. And when it kills you, they're going to say, sit down and shut up. Nothing's wrong with you. And nobody's going to talk about who sold Muammar Gaddafi most of his chemical weapons. It's on record the British are the biggest sellers to him. He's got a high-tech weapons arsenal compared to even Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein had a pretty powerful arsenal, but it was badly coordinated until the 1991 war when it was almost all destroyed. He had almost nothing by 2003. The inspectors had been there for 13 years, 12 years, tearing everything up. Gaddafi's been there since the late 1960s. What, 1968? Gaddafi's had all that oil money. Gaddafi has got that place ringed as a ring of death. And the CIA and the globalists may control the mob in the street. A lot of them have legitimate beefs, but now they're going to have to dig out the military. What they're hoping is that as the fleet prepares to invade and start bombarding his hardened emplacements, that they can knock out those weapons, but they're still going to leak. And they're hoping then his military defects and then he falls that way, and then the international I-4 force, that by the way was in the Ottawa Citizen 2 days ago. They're preparing an I-4 international force for the U.S. and Canada I tell you, man, they have got this whole thing. One day, when we have a big war with Mexico and the globalists and the Ford Foundation trigger the Mecha La Raza teams that they've got in this country for unrest. And don't worry, though, the International Stabilization Force is going to stop the ethnic warfare just like in Serbia. This is how the globalists operate. So I'm going to tell the military something again. Last year, AP and Bloomberg reported, we covered it ad nauseum, that in 1999, they signed a secret deal with the VA to keep their people in the dark and to take the death benefits of World War II vets right through current vets. So that when your husband or wife who's been putting money into that life insurance policy dies, they send you a fast one and say, sign this form, and then you sign it, and then you never get any money. It says, sign this form to get your money. The government allows them to do that. It tricks you, and then you don't get the money. Folks, they're robbing the veterans' death benefits they paid for, their insurance policies. They let them breathe nerve gas and die.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Third hour today. He's a friend of mine. I asked the audience to pray for him. He's been a frequent guest in the last 6 years here on the show. He's a good guy who'd been sober off and on almost completely for a decade. All the times I've spent with him, you know, all he does is research the news and give to charity and spend time with his family and doesn't drink. Didn't ever use drugs. And then he got in with some folks and kind of fell off the wagon. But he is clean. When I was out at his house, and I can talk about it now because other people have already talked about this on record. But, I mean, you know, they had his counselors there, and he just wanted his friends there to, you know, help him, and his baseball buddies and people and other Hollywood folks. And he's just exercising every day at 7 in the morning. He's sometimes a couple times a day. He's putting on weight. But in the 6.5 years I've known Charlie, he's got the most energy I've ever seen. And I notice it's the same way with myself. Only a few times have I completely kicked coffee, which is a powerful drug. And about a week after, I'm totally tired for a week. A week later, my brain works so much better. I have so much more energy. Dozens of times I've kicked tobacco. Started playing baseball with friends when I was like 10, 11, 12. And by 12, they'd have their brothers, Levi Garrett, Red Man, chewing tobacco, and I would try to do what was cool and get sick the first few times, and pretty soon you want that chewing tobacco. Pretty soon you're like, hey, can I give your brother $5 because he's old enough, you know, he's 18 to go buy me some Red Man. And, I mean, it's a horrible drug. So, I mean, can I sit here and judge Rush Limbaugh when he got totally addicted on synthetic heroin, Oxycontin? No. People were attacking him. I said, the guy had a bunch of back surgeries. You know, people have car wrecks. People have things happen to them, and they get addicted to things. The few times I've had to take pain pills, it makes me throw up, so I can never use opiates. But some people, boy, it's like a light switch goes off, and they're like, man, this is for me. I don't judge Rush Limbaugh for that. I judge people for doing consciously evil things to hurt other people. Evil are folks that enjoy hurting people, that get into it, kill a million Iraqis, that's not a sin, but Charlie Sheen started taking some drugs and drinking again. I mean, you know, King David had his best friend murdered so he could have his wife. And then King David got on his knees and truly repented, and his heart was right. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. Again, it's the heart that matters. And I just want people – the issue is Charlie is pretty wild. I mean, he has so much energy now, working out a couple times a day most days, eating good food, drinking stuff like Interfood is another brandy, but, green food that has all the superfoods in it, all the super shakes. I mean, the guy is super smart. And I was talking to him a few weeks ago when I was at his house, and I was like, is this true about this woman? No, never met her. Is this true about this suitcase full of cocaine? He goes, no. Was it true blood was shooting out of your nose? No. And he doesn't lie to me. He doesn't lie. He's brutally honest. And we went over it all. And I said, you got to defend yourself. And he said, when I do, they just spin it anyways. He says, yeah, some of it's true. Most of it's exaggerated, but I'm clean now, and I want people to leave me alone. And he said, so just let them say what lies they want. But then I was talking to him last week, and he said, you know what, let's just go ahead and do the interview. And so he's going to be all over the map. And, he's wild, folks. He just starts spewing really powerful poetry right off the top of his head. I mean, he is really a dynamic guy, and he's going to be on with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.